I am love. Now, after we go through our dark nights of the soul, we begin to pray differently. Our ego, of course, is still there. However, it has diminished its power. We let the ego at this level know that we are not killing it, as it is required to some extent, but not for too much longer, for personality to help the human body navigate. However, it is not our higher power, even though it loves to think it is. So all in all, we can now see it's actually a very good thing to go through a dark night of the soul. It is healthy for us to release tears for God. I adore what Sri Ramakrishna said. We cry about money, houses, husbands, wives, jobs, but who will cry for God? Oh, this is so beautiful. It is beyond words. This floors me every time I read it. We have been crying in these so-called dark times for God, and that is beautiful. It is good to cry for God, not to God, but for God. Because what we want with all of our heart is to know God. So relax and let go and surrender, as this is actually a time of light, but it sure can feel dark. There's no good or bad during this time. What needs to be released is released so that we can feel our soul's light. As long as we don't let ourselves, as mentioned, attempt to block these deep feelings by distracting ourselves, watching TV, drinking too much alcohol, etc., we will come through it and our lives will change. They'll change forever. And that, my friend, is beautiful. During level 3, it is vital to keep up our spiritual practices. Crawl to our meditation mats if we have to. Meditate, focus on God, on light, on our soul. We spoke about meditation a little in part 1 of this book. However, here it is stressed that as far as this author is concerned, there is no more powerful spiritual practice than meditation. And that's just being in the moment, being in the now. Meditation is beautiful. It helps us connect with our soul. It is in the silence that we swim into the deep sea of unlimited consciousness. It is also important to understand certain spiritual principles before we begin meditation practices. Unless a meditation has in it a conscious awareness of a spiritual intent, it will not be spiritually beneficial. I'm going to repeat that. Unless a meditation has in it a conscious awareness of a spiritual intent, it will not be spiritually beneficial. It will be good for the body. It can, in fact, lead to just mental stillness, which, as I said, can still help with the physical body, but it's not going to be spiritually beneficial. It is important to know why we are meditating. If it is just to help the physical body be less stressed and healthier, fine. But do not expect any spiritual peace or guidance to follow. We must bring our spiritual intent and contemplations into the practice to experience higher levels of consciousness. So if we don't feel like getting to that meditation mat, well, honey, just crawl to it. Get there and say out loud, "This is my time. This is my time to be with you, God." Say it out loud. This will help ground you and it'll bring in the spiritual intent. This is especially great when you are going through a dark night of the soul and you don't feel like doing it. This is the time when it will be really powerful. Say, if you know, as an example, "God's light illuminates all areas of my experience today and always. I am one with my soul. Bliss and love is the only power there is. God is the only power there is. I am one with my soul. Bliss and love is here right now in me, as me. Repeat anything like this. Say it out loud until you can feel like when you go into the silence, you're going to have some peace. This is to prepare you so that you can have peace. Now, you can repeat what I just said, but it can't be just something that you're repeating over and over again. It can't be words without vibration or emotion behind it. You've got to really feel it, really feel it. So I've just given you some examples. You can repeat then, but do something, say something that's positive. God, I am here right now. God, illuminate me now. I know that God is the only power. I am one with my soul. This thing that I'm feeling is a lie, pretending to be the truth. The truth for me is I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am one with light, one with eternity, one with enlightenment. Just whatever it is, until you feel that being released, the emotion released, you feel peace in your heart, then be still. Note, as I said earlier, but this is actually written in the book. If you desire to know more about meditation practices, and I'm going to repeat this again, we have a free guide you can find out about. We have also put some suggested reading materials at the end of the book, and I will actually speak them because this is the audio version of the book. But for now, let's simply cover these experiences. The actual practices to swim into the sea are not for everyone, and that's fine. We are all where we need to be in our stage of evolution. But what fun to see what we can become, to see what is possible. You know, we of ourselves can do nothing. It is God in us. It is the I in us that knows how. God, Spirit, is the only power. Connecting with our soul helps us to really feel this beyond thoughts. We are the instrument of God's grace, but we still may not truly get this, so we have to swim deeper. It is so fascinating and it's so beautiful. When we are going through these experiences, we can sometimes feel such love for others that we wish to be of much greater service to humanity. Now, this is beautiful because we have melted down a lot of our ego, so others become more important to us than ourselves. We may realize that the reason we want money now is simply to help others. The getting of stuff no longer interests us unless it is to help others. This is especially true when you've just been through a dark night of the soul. Okay, we must take caution here. For at these times, if we give everything away, we may also be giving away our newfound light and energy and may not be able to be strong enough to swim back to help others who are still in the riptides. We think because of our compassion and love, we have enough strength and light to be able to do anything, but you have to be very, if you're not sure, if you have enough strength or light, well, trust me, you don't have enough because when you know, you know. At level 3, we can help others, of course, and it's great to give and help, but not to the detriment of our own livelihoods because we are not as yet lifeguards or even strong enough swimmers. We are lifeguards in training, so to speak. You may say, well, I do not want money for myself. I just want money to help others. And then we forget we have to help ourselves first. We could be in a place or state of I'm not worthy and not realize it, instead of a place of humility and be confusing the two places or states. The humility we think we feel could play out like this. I'm not worthy enough, but I am worthy at least to pray for another. I don't care if I don't have a good life as long as I'm helping other people. Can you see that with this attitude, we are still praying to an entity we call God? This is not humility. Look within, and we may find we come to understand that true humility is knowing exactly where we are right now, no less, and no more. We just know where we are, and we also acknowledge that we are instruments of light for God's grace. That's what we know we are. We are an instrument of light for God's grace. So now we have moved through the dark nights and we feel the light again. We feel the sunshine again. Yay! Woohoo! But at this level, some fears may still show up. Yes, we feel we are connecting to our soul, but there is still duality, God and us. This too can hold us back at this level. We must do our best to not get into why we feel separate and not be tempted to glorify ourselves nor take human pride in our understanding. This may sound like a contradiction, but at this level, we go through the whole gamut of thoughts and feelings. Just notice them and then let them pass away. At this level, peace is experienced, but we are still not 100% present, not the real peace that passeth all understanding. And yet we are in a great place, so we need to be kind and more patient with ourselves. There are a lot of highs and some lows at level 3. However, the highs are much more frequent than the lows, and they are indescribably beautiful. But it's not really true peace, as it does not last all day, 24/7. Not yet. It is a great start, though. A great place to be. Many points are being repeated during this book so that we can recognize these not-so-good experiences at level 3 are not bad and that we are not bad people. So for goodness sake, sweetheart, remember to smile. We can also at this level begin to again manifest what we desire. However, we are doing it now through intent and letting go, not through our old practices of human brain, mind, willpower. We are entering a state that has no past or future. We are becoming one where the space is where there's no time. From the timeless dimensions, right here and right now, we are connected with it all. The veil of illusion is being lifted, so the things we wanted are now appearing. And yes, they are appearing from the timeless dimensions. They were always here. We just couldn't see them. So now we see that we were never actually attracting stuff to us. Stuff was always here. Be careful to not judge our spiritual awareness or what we're manifesting at this level, nor how. We will, with further meditation and contemplation, swim to deeper seas and have great and beautiful illuminations of truth revealed. We can have a cup of Earl Grey tea together and giggle about it later. All right, so now with the dangerous voyage behind us, we can now dive deeply into level 4, becoming merman.